Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones, and I am an author, teacher, speaker, seminar leader of the Silva Method, the Prime Directive, and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive, and I want to show you that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you want. When we're on air, please feel free to call in at 347-838-8437 to join into the conversation. When we're not, send me an email at Beverly at commandingyourlife.com. Thank you for being here today, and let's go on with our program.
Good morning. I am really overjoyed today to be with you. I am just feeling fantastic, and I hope that you're feeling that way too. Here in the Texas area, here in the Dallas area anyway, we had like fantastic rain last night. I mean, it just rained and rained and rained, at least my section of the Dallas area up north in the Colony area. But I tell you, it has been a fantastic week. I'm going to share with you a couple of things that's going on and just let you know that Spirit has just been talking to me this week, and when I say talking, I mean I have had energy and moving and thoughts, and creation has just been going on like crazy here, and I'm going to share that with you a little later in the program, because I want you to be part of that creation. So let me give a shout out to all of you, my on-air family across the nation, across the world, and to my positive21.org family. I want to say hello and welcome listeners from everywhere. I really appreciate you for tuning in and listening to the show. And if I give you something that helps you in just a small way or even a big way, please share it. Please share the show. Let people know that I'm here and that maybe something that I say, something that I talk about or a guest that I have will be a blessing to them, and that will help them make some changes in their lives that will have them just, just move forward or just be enlightened. Because some people have told me, I never knew this. I didn't know I could do this. Let me tell you what I've done and watch the things that happen. Well, you know, I start the show every week with a short meditation. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about meditation this morning, because meditation is not zoning out, right? It is not zoning out. It is zoning in. I found a book at Half Price Books. That's one of my favorite places to go, Half Price Books. And it was called The 8-Minute Meditation by Victor Davish. Okay? And basically, he put in words those things that I'd like to share with you. And it's just the fact that, you know, meditation isn't about zoning out, it's zoning in. And if you just take 5 minutes He talks about 8, but I'm looking at 5 minutes of your time is changed, right? Will change you just a little bit, 5 minutes. And he says 8. But if you just set an alarm, a timer, and all you're going to do is count backwards from 25. With 25, you're breathing in, taking a deep breath in. On 24, a deep breath out. And you're counting your breath. And let me tell you, when you first get started, all these thoughts are coming in your head. Why am I counting my breath? Okay, 25. 24. 23. But you're not counting out loud, by the way, because when you count out loud, you disrupt the thought process. When you count out loud, your brain starts speeding up. When you're counting quietly and you're counting your breath, your brain waves get a little slower. And I've talked about this on previous programs. Your brain works in waves. It runs in cycles per second. And when you go into meditation, it slows down. And it slows down to a thing called alpha, which is between about 8 to 14 cycles per second. So if you're counting, those of you who are musicians, if you're counting, it's like this. But it's waves on the encephalograph. Anyway, so that's what I want to encourage you to start doing if you're not already meditating. Victor Gavitch says 8 minutes, but I'll even say 5. And what you'll find, and I've found when I first tried to do this, is I'd get distracted and I go, what number was I on? You know, okay. And what I would do if I lost count of the number, I'd start all over at 25. And one time it took me 4 times starting all over to get from 25 to 1. However, each time you do this, you learn to focus. You become able to focus. And focus is one of those things that we must learn to do in order to be on the road to abundance, prosperity, and using the law of attraction, which we'll talk about later. So let's look at this. All right. The idea that we are stewards. All right. So let's take a breath in. One out. Take another breath in and just work to quiet your mind. Recognize any thoughts that come in and say thank you and go away. Another breath in and out. We recognize there is a power and presence in the universe that always has been and always will be. We recognize that that power and presence has created everything out of itself and everything contained it. This power and presence, who we may call God, is in us and around us, in front of us, behind us, leading us and guiding us, making ways for us that we may ask. So this week we ask that our way be guided, that we begin the practice of meditation if we have not, with a simple breathing in and out. Breathing in and letting our stomach expand out as we bring in this life-giving air, and then as we let the air out, our stomach comes in just like a baby breathes. And that as we breathe and we notice our breath, we are relaxed. And that we are relaxed and confident in the knowledge that all that we ask for, all we have to do is ask. And this week we ask for peace and serenity. We ask for peace in the world. We ask for peace in for the people in France, for the people in Africa, for the people in Asia, for the people in Europe and North America and South America, and the Pacific and the Indian Ocean and Antarctica and the Arctic and all the continents of the world. We ask for calmness, a peace, a kindness come over this world. And we ask for peace within our own world, within our own selves. And we thank you. We thank you for the peace, the tranquility, the knowledge. And it is so.
Okay.
It is done. It is so. All right. Well, today we're talking about stewardship. Do you believe that you own what you've acquired in life? You have the right to buy things that you desire when you have the money, or you buy it on credit. You take out a note to buy a home. You buy that home. And you furnish that home. And I go, I over-furnish. But you furnish that home. And you buy a car or two or three or some people 20 or more, right? And I tell you, you own this for now. However, you write a will. So that you can transfer that ownership to someone else. You spend your life accumulating things. And then you have to give it away. Many parents accumulate things so they can leave an inheritance to their children. Many accumulate things because they think that by accumulating things that they will find happiness. By accumulating things, we live a good life. Somebody's saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, I want to accumulate things and live a good life and have the money to do the things I want, and I'm not knocking that. Trust me, I am not knocking that. One of my favorite sayings is from Jimmy Durante, who's a actor and some kind of calls himself a singer, from the early 20s, 30s, 40s, 1920s, 30s, and 40s, who was in a movie. And the woman with him in the scene said, but Jimmy, you know that there's more to life than money. And he said, yeah, and I'm paraphrasing this. You know, he says, I know. I want as much money as I can have so that I can pick the trouble that I care to deal with, right? Others, you want money so that if trouble comes, you have a way. You have money to help deal with it, whether it's, for some people, an attorney. For others, it's medical. Being able to just go to the doctor and being able to pay for it. Your teeth, if you need to have your teeth repaired, you have a gap in your teeth and food gets cut in that gap in your teeth and you want to close it up or stop your teeth from rotting, whatever. I've talked to many people who didn't have the money to have a cavity taken care of. So you want to have money to deal with that. But understand that money comes in and money goes out. Money is energy, an energy flow that comes in and comes out. So you are just a good steward of that money. You are given an opportunity to have that and then disperse it. Have it and disperse it. And some people, right, money comes in and it is dispersed immediately. It's like, oh, it feels like you have a hot coal in your hand and you have to get rid of it right away. That is their nature. Yeah. And others, they take it and they are so frugal with it and they never spend it. And there have been people who have passed and their room, they've gone in their room, they've been living in squalor and there's thousands and thousands of dollars in the mattress or hidden in some location in the house or all over the house in little cubby holes and jars and things. There's money, but they died from starvation or they died because they didn't go to the doctor. Their thought of money was that if they didn't keep it, it would be lost to them. Are you a good steward? Are you one who hoards the money at the expense of your life? Are you one that has money and lords over those who are around you? A friend of mine said, it doesn't matter. I learned this, I was 20-some years old, but person said this to me. It says, I don't care if he's the manager. I don't care if he's the branch manager. I don't care if he's the area manager. I don't care if he's the CEO. We both put on our pants one leg at a time, and I laughed at the time because it was a female talking. So anyway, we all put on our pants one leg at a time. And we all will either be 6 feet under or cremated and scattered, ashes scattered or whatever. So we all come to the same end. There's a movie that many have watched, and I recommend that you see if you can find it somewhere. It's called Citizen Kane. And Orson Welles, I love old-time movies, by the way. He was if I remember correctly, he came up as a reporter. But what happened, he wound up owning the newspaper. He owned multiple newspapers. He controlled the politicians. And he had so much money. You know, we think about Warren Buffett and his billions. Just think of Warren Buffett and his billions. But a Warren Buffett that bought everything in the world. You see, Warren Buffett still lives in the same house he built in the 1960s. He bought everything. He had warehouses of things that were still in crates. He bought art. He bought statues. And this movie just showed how he treated his wife, which was not very good. One scene I remember is they were at the dining room table in the mansion. And the dining room table had to be 20 feet long so that if they had company, you could seat people on either side. And every anniversary, he would roll a pearl from his end of the table. They sat on the opposite ends. Roll a pearl from one end of the table to her end of the table. It was happy anniversary, and it wasn't very happy. So he had all the money in the world, but he wasn't a good steward because he was manipulative and accumulated all this stuff. In the end, there was only one thing he wanted, and he said it on his deathbed, and the word was Rosebud. And if you've never seen the movie and you want to go see the movie, I'm not going to tell you what Rosebud was. I'll just say that it was something small and insignificant. You are a steward. He has temporary possession of the things that you have. Ralph Waldo Twine, I have a lot, I love the early writings. And he wrote a piece called In Tune with the Infinite. And I've quoted from this one previously. It was originally published in 1899. You know, like I said, I love the old things, right? Because I find that when I read the old masters, the old thought leaders, what happens is I see what the new thought leaders are telling us today. But I see it in a way that is from a world that is different from ours. And by the way, as I mentioned, Warren Buffett has foundations, and he's giving away money. In fact, he said he's giving away his money because he had no intention of leaving money to his children to squander, right? Same thing with Bill Gates and his wife, with the Gates Foundation. Their money, they're taking it and doing good in the world. And there's many, many others, because they're taking that money and being good stewards with the money they have been blessed to earn. Tyler Perry, Beyonce, I understand, has built a building for the homeless. So when you're given much, much is expected of you. Yes? Given much, much is expected. And I got off track here, back to Ralph Waldo Twine, but I wanted to say those things. He says in this article, this book, what profit, for example, can there be for the man who, materially speaking, though he has gained the whole world, has never yet become acquainted with his own soul? And I think about gaining the whole world being, you've got everything that you've wanted. You've asked and you've received. You've received the ideas or to go and apply for a certain job. Write your resume in a certain way. Create a certain product. Open a certain business. Help people. But if you don't know who you are, then what is there? If you don't know who you are and you're living in a huge house and mansion or home or even a small home that for you, you never thought you would ever have. Me, I'm owning my own home alone by myself. Of something I desired when I was in my 20s, but I felt that I had to be married in order to have a home. So my thought process is that you can't have a home until you're married. And now I'm not married. And not long after I became not married or divorced, I bought my own home because my thought has changed. A small thing. For me, but it's mine. But I'm a good steward of it. And I share it with many. The idea being, I am finding my soul. And as I find my soul, I'm sharing with you. So it may not be money that I receive, but I receive ideas, I receive thoughts. And those thoughts I share with you, interpretations of scriptures that I never even imagined come to me in meditation. When I ask the God of the creator of this universe, the master of all of us, to guide me and lead me. But if I didn't share that, I would not be a good steward of what I've been given. Trine goes on to say, there are multiples of men all about us who are entirely missing the real life, men who have not learned even the ABC of true living. Slaves they are, abject slaves to their temporary material accumulations, men who, thinking they possess their wealth, are on the contrary, completely possessed by it. He who is enslaved with the sole desire for material possessions here will continue to be enslaved even after he can no longer retain his body. This is after death. Then, moreover, he will not even have the means of gratifying his desires. Dominated by this habit, he will be unable to set his affections for a time, at least, upon other things than the desire. Without the means of gratifying it, will be doubly torturing to him. So he has no body. Just think, in the afterlife, and being able to see your loved ones or the people you gave this wealth and things to squander it all over. He wills his property, as we say to others, but he can have no word in its use. The one who has come into the realization of the higher life no longer has a desire for the accumulation of enormous wealth, or any more than he has a desire for any other than excess. So really, what do you have a desire for? And when you receive it, is it enough? Is it enough to take care of you and your family, to get you through college or your family through college? Is it enough to take care of your needs and allow you to live comfortably? Well, and comfortably, I'm not saying not to be rich, but are you happy, or are you constantly in the pursuit of more? The scripture said it is hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I'm reading from Trine here, said the master, he who having nothing had everything. In other words, if a man give all his time to the accumulation, the hoarding of outward material possessions far beyond what he can possibly ever use, what time has he for the finding of that wonderful kingdom which found brings all else with it? Are you a good steward? Are you a good steward of the things that come into your life? Are you sharing? Are you accumulating, as that person I talked about earlier who's hiding money here and there? I'm not knocking the idea of saving in your 401k and your IRA, because right now, if I had not saved in my 401k, you know, there are things that I would not be able to see my life right now in the future, because I fully intend to live to 125, and I fully intend to be talking to you until then. So I want to thank you today for being with me and listening and understanding. Are you a good shepherd? Are you committed to changing your thinking and allowing your supply to flow? Are you willing to turn within and have a closer relationship with God? By keeping your focus on spirit, you will keep the channel open for the externalization of spirit according to the divine idea. So this exciting project that I was given and I am going to invite you to join me is in a 40-day journey to expanding your inward knowledge of the creator of this universe. So go to 40days, 40days, by commandingyourlife.com. 40days, D-A-Y-S, dot commandingyourlife.com. This is a 40-day series. And each morning, you get a new lesson. introductory materials will be sent to you on November the 21st, explaining the program itself. When you sign up at 40 days, you will be asked to opt in. So you'll get an email for you to click on the link so you can double opt in. And then on November 21st, you will receive the documentation to get you ready for the beginning on November 21st. So if you miss the beginning, it's okay. Just go to 40days.commandingyourlife.com and sign up, and you will be notified with the next round of 40 days. I want you to start at the beginning and continue on. And on that location, it will also tell you why we're doing 40 days. So thank you again for coming and listening, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Well, thank you for being here today. If you have any suggestions for the show or you know someone that I should interview, please contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Don't forget, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference where you can ask questions and get answers. For more information on the teleconference, go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com. And to receive a free Silva Ultramind ESP mini course valued at over $100, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left-hand side of the page and follow the directions. Join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.